It's time to get your football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The show is brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Maddox to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nasari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nasari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home, large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too. If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with the real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, Financial Advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call 870-701-5160 or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. Well, welcome into the Coach Brian Maddox Show, our final show of the season. The Bombers wrapping up the season, of course, in West Memphis tonight. So let's look back at last week's game. And, Brian, unfortunately, things did not start well from the opening kickoff. That was a bizarre play, wasn't it?
It was. You talk about the worst start you could probably have to a game. They just, the opening kickoff over, you know, went overhead. We expected an onside kick. They've shown that they can be very good at it, and we just left two guys deep, but we had cheated them up a little bit in case there was a pooch over the two walls, and they hit one, just really a good kickoff right over the top of Logan, and Of course, it rolls down, and I think Logan's kind of half chasing, half, okay, it's going to roll in the end zone. It doesn't. It kind of turns right on the one. And, you know, of course, now he's in a panic trying to get to it and pick it up, and I think bobbled it a couple times. And, you know, just accidentally kicks it away from himself there, and then they fall on it. And, you know, bad way to start. They get the ball on the one-yard line, really the one-inch line. Watching it on film, they really should have been given the touchdown. But they punch it in one play, and it's 7-0. You hadn't even, you know, just blink, and it's 7-0. And, you know, the tone that sets and all that, it just, you're worried, okay, are we going to be able to bounce back from that? And, you know, the thing about Logan, if you know him, he's going to play just 10 times, I mean, just miles, 100 miles an hour to make up for that. And he did the rest of the night. And, you know, that could have happened to anybody.
Sure.
I mean, it really could have. Yeah. That's a tough spot to be in. But, you know, I think as coaches, too, we need to move him back a little bit. And, but anyway, tough way to start. You know, was proud of our response. You know, got a decent little kickoff return, and we went, I think, what, 11 plays. You know, moving the ball, we're really just cramming the fullback right at him, and you know, Pope and is hitting it in there hard. I thought the offensive line was getting movement,
right?
And you know, you watch the film and you see some defensive interior defensive linemen on skates at times, and that was the best part of the night for me from an offensive standpoint, was the movement up front. But You know, I think Tatum hits one in there. We got Gage on a counter play, and we go to run just a little freeze option. That was a new wrinkle we had put in. And, you know, I think we bobbled the snap a little bit in the defensive end, just great hands. He'd come up field a little bit, and the bobble gave him time to get there, sticks his hand out, knocks the pitch down, and they recovered. If the pitch gets there, it's blocked on the perimeter, and it's probably going to be about a 20-yard gain and on a 3rd and 5, but it doesn't. You know, here we go again with the just you feel like you're close. But, you know, 11 plays, we're killing clock, we're moving the ball,
right.
and it's just a bad break there. Now they've got some decent field position, and their offense, you know, obviously just, I think it was 6 plays. The one theme of the night, I thought, defensively, you know, we got them in some third downs, and they were able to convert their third downs, and got one there, I think, a 3rd and 5, and anyway, go punch it in, 14-0 them, you know, and you're just sitting there going, my goodness, we're actually not playing too poorly right now, and we're down 14-0. And I think we get the ball back and pick up where we left off. I think we go about 15 plays, and we converted a 4th and short on that drive. But again, it's a lot of our fullbacks. You know, you got Blake Pope, Tatum Bashir's is sitting in there. We get Lawson Stockton going on some follow plays, you know, some design keeps for the quarterback, and he's running it in there hard. And I thought Gavin Magoo, Trace Rick, you know, Dylan Pausch over there on the left side of the line, and of course Aaron Talbert's at center. I thought they had a great night over on the left side. And, you know, if you really chart the game, we got a little bit left-handed. We went behind our seniors, you know, and they got the job done. What I think again, 15 plays, and you know, we pitch it on that little freeze option on a 4th and 5, and I thought it was a questionable spot. We just by about a half inch, I don't think we got it, and turned it over. It was deep in their end of the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to have finished that drive and got back within 7 to see what happens. But, you know, at that point in time, I think we're dominating time of possession.
Right.
They haven't had the ball much at all. Mm-hmm. One snap in the first drive and 6 plays, and, they you know, they've got 14 points. But, you know, it took them, you know, after that 4th down, we didn't convert that 4th down. They start over deep in their own end of the field, but, you know, they go 7 plays. I think they converted a 3rd and 7 in there. They hit a little, you know, a seam pass that they're known for. There's a little seam there between your outside linebacker and your corner. And the kid caught it and just kind of split Adam and Hunter Price there and broke free for a 47-yard touchdown. And, boom, 21-0. You know, it's that high-powered offense. I think at one point they led the state in points. I don't think they're there anymore, but at one point in time, I think they led the entire all classifications in points scored. And it, you can see why. I mean, it's the complete package.
I was going to say Bryce Dixon, their quarterback, he does a good job of sharing the football with everybody. It's not just one or two receivers. He's got 4, and he uses them all.
He does, and they've got a running game, obviously, to go with him. But, you know, they throw they're the new RPO style. You know, they're throwing a lot of bubble screens and you know, really some slip screens here or there, to keep you honest. But they, I think what separates them from other teams is he's so accurate throwing the ball downfield. And, of course, they've got some, you know, some kids that can go up. The kid's name escapes me. Number one, the tall, lanky kid that, you know, they can find him every so often on a 3rd and long and just throw it up there high and let him go get it. And But anyway, it's just a lot of weapons, very good offensive line, and it's just another team that's – and we talk about this every week, and our entire conference for the most part has reached a point where, hey, you got to defend our screen game because it's really good, but you also got to defend us between the tackles. And by the way, if you cheat everybody the line of scrimmage, we can beat you over the top. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see so many points scored in our conference. You know, Coach West points this out every once in a while, how many points a game Pine Bluff gives up. You know, with the athletes that they have down right. there, they give up, you know, usually 25-plus points a game in our conference. That tells, it's kind of the Big 12 of Arkansas high school football, and there's a big reason why. A lot of speed, good skill players, and great quarterback play. This is two or three years in a row where
yes.
quarterback play has been yep. really good week after week.
You stop them on their next drive, though, and get the ball back. I thought that was a good stop because they're driving. They get close to the 30, and they're driving in, and you hold them on downs.
Right, and that's a big stop. And, you know, in a part of our formula we talk about is, you know, long drives, make them drive the length of field. We get a few stops, we're in it. We'll take the opening kickoff out. Finish that first drive where we went, you know, finish that drive where we go 15 plays. It's 14-7, and now we have the ball to drive and try. And that's how right. close we are with a team that's literally got one loss on the season. And you know, it doesn't get it done. I get that. But I feel like we're, you know, really when you can get that 3.5 yards each time you snap it and run clock and shorten games, you can hang around with these guys and then you get a stop or two. You know, maybe you knock them off, but. You know, back to the point there, you know, nice, you know, we did get the stop. I think we moved the ball well, you know, I think we went in there three straight fullback dives, essentially zone dive is what we were running. And that was kind of a new scheme. We broke out and, you know, we hit Logan Walker on the play action pass on Veer pass. It's just, you've been running enough fullback dive and Veer. Here come the safeties and they were not honoring it. So we said, let's pull the trigger right now. And executed it perfectly yes. and hit Logan, and he's just gone, touchdown. And they said Adam Sorrell wasn't set at the top of the screen and on our iPad. I actually agreed with him. I thought live, I mean, he was moving out there a little bit, it looked like. And you know, a couple coaches come over with the iPad. Of course, we get the instant replay immediately with that huddle sideline stuff they've uh-huh. got now. And he was set. So at that point, I just came unglued. I said, we don't take 7 points from us if you're not sure. And he was standing out there dead still with his arm punched forward. And nonetheless, they took it away from us. And what makes it worse, now you're behind the chains, and we don't convert, and we have to punt. And right. Luckily, we were able to run enough clock, you know, where we minimize their possessions there. But, you know, that was, I thought, a big play. You know, maybe it's 21-7 there, and
right.
that shot in the arm of hitting a big play like that, and yep. You know, Lawson threw a good ball, and the offensive line protected, and
it was a perfect time to call it too.
It hit. It was the right yeah. time. Yeah, we'd really hit them with the fullback a few times straight there, and those safeties were just they were downhill. And of course, they were lined up at 6 yards to begin with. But anyway, yeah, it just. My goodness, you're going between the opening kickoff and that. We hadn't caught a break, and
yep.
You know, they're a good team, and they don't need to catch breaks, and they were catching them.
They were. We'll take a break. We'll have more here in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin-Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin-Robbins' ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin-Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com. or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep integrity first. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, you go into halftime, it's 21-0. Come out of the locker room, and Searcy scores again so quickly. It's 28-0. I love the way the offense responded, though. One of the best drives we've seen all year followed that.
They did. I was proud of it. But I want to go back a step, too. Carlos hit a great – you know, we said at halftime, we're going to come out swinging. We're going to hit an onside kick, and we're going to try to get it.
Yes.
And Carlos hit a great – you know, just took the right hop at the right time, and Logan was able to get there and get a hand on it to keep it alive. And, oh, we were so close to recovering that. But, again, there's that close again. We gave them great field position because of it, and I want to say that. You know, that's the defense, that's not fair to them sometimes to play with the short field, but we're trying to get back in it. And but, yeah, it's, again, they go down and score. Lawson, actually, they hit a big screen pass on a third down on that drive, and the kid had busted free, and Lawson Stockton, great hustle, got him down there inside the five. Of course, it delayed the inevitable. They go ahead and punch it in. But I was proud to see him still hustling downfield, and he ran him down and made that tackle. But, so we go on a really nice, like you were saying, a 17-play touchdown drive. And, you know, it involved just about everybody. Bashir's, of course, there at fullback. Pope, they're hitting it in there. And then that sets up the option game with Hirschberger on some of our pitches on the edge. We ran that freeze option quite a bit and had some success with it. And I thought Lawson did a great job distributing the ball. And Logan Walker on a couple of counter plays, misdirection counter plays. And was proud of the offensive line. We went on two a couple of times. We were able to really slow their defensive front, the discipline the kids showed there. And, yeah, what a great drive. And we finished it off with a quarterback follow down there on the goal line, just basically wedged it in there with the line. And let Pope lead the way for – I'm sorry, it was Tatum who was in there at the time for Lawson, and just fought into the end zone and got the extra point. And just – it was a beautiful drive. It was 17 plays and all that clock. And
8 minutes, 38 seconds.
That's – oh, my goodness. Yes. That's a thing of beauty. And, boy, if we could get that every time, we'd be in every game we played.
You bet.
And that's a heck of a team we're doing it to. We had some night – we really – time of possession was fantastic. That's one stat that we really ate up and controlled. It's just unfortunately, they were able to score points quickly. But
they put some more points on the board in the second half, but yeah. I love the way the final drive of the game. The young men kept fighting.
They
did.
You
used some timeouts there, and you got some more points on the board and got a little confidence to take into this week out of that last drive.
You bet. It was, same thing. I feel like I'm saying the same thing, but we really just tried to hammer down on, we're going to run the ball and run clock. I mean, it's got to be a part of the formula for us. But, the kids, one of the things we've done, when you struggle throughout a season, you try to do some things, let them have some fun, too, towards the end. Once we figured out we weren't in the playoffs, we called some of the kids in and, hey, what are some things you'd like to do the last couple, some of the seniors, anyway, long story short, hey, coach, let's do some trick plays, and Philly special was the touchdown on the last play of the game where you turn and you toss it on the sweep, split end comes back around, catches a reverse. Quarterback, after he tossed it the initial time, goes out the other side and we throw it to him. And it's, the Philadelphia Eagles obviously ran it there in the Super Bowl and they're known for it. And Coach Shrum at the junior high had done it with the junior high kids. And, of course, if you know Tyler, he doesn't shut up until you do something. So he just stayed honest. Man, you got to put that in. And anyway, we put that in. We put Tabor at split end. I don't know how they didn't think something was coming there. And he caught it on the reverse and threw it to Lawson. And the kids celebrated. It was the last play of the game we lost. But that's a great way for the seniors. That's the last play those seniors are going to play at Bomber Stadium. So, if you're not going to win and you have a frustrating season, at least hopefully that was a great memory for them. I thought there were some special moments throughout the night, and, that was one of them.
It was.
Happy for the kids that it came off like that.
It was a lot of fun to see, and that's something that will make other coaches prepare for that too in the future.
Right. Well, yeah. That's something that if it keeps working, you keep it in the playbook. And, of course, that leads to more. I'm not going to tell anybody what it is. We got some more that we may or may not break out. Of course, weather will affect kind of what we've worked on this week. But we got another one up our sleeve. I don't know. We'll see how it comes off. But kids love it. And, I will say this. The atmosphere in our locker room, the atmosphere in our coach's office, is one of absolute disappointment over the season, but they're still having a good time playing the game. The kids are laughing and joking with each other. They're working hard. We have had some of the most physical practices we've had since I've been the head coach the last 2 weeks, and that's crazy. If you think about it, I mean, it's unheard of, but we've had some big hits. They are flying around. The coaches are, still really getting after it, and I can't say enough about them. They hadn't let go of the rope. And I think that comes from just the purity of what they're doing this for, the kids and the coaches alike, mm-hmm. that, finding the bigger picture of this is still a game that we all fell in love with at some point in time in our lives. Let's do this for the right reasons. And very proud of everybody involved in the program for that they hadn't turned on each other. There's not a lot of bickering and finger pointing and things of that nature that you typically would see with something like this where you're not winning any games. And just very honored to get to say you work with these guys.
You bet. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk about tonight's opponent, West Memphis, when we continue here in just a moment on the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
When you need sporting goods in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to shop, The Locker Room. The Locker Room offers the top brands in athletic equipment to help your game excel, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Rawlings, Easton, Mizuno, DeMarini, Wilson, Russell, and many more. If your team, league, business, club, or organization needs uniforms or shirts for that special event, let The Locker Room help design the perfect look. Your hometown source for sporting goods, screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and more. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Baxter Retirement Village is one of Arkansas's most desirable retirement communities. Residents enjoy studio or independent living apartments with comfort and security of a staff that cares for their residents like family. Wonderful home-style meals, plus activities, entertainment, transportation, assistance with meds, and more. Choose custom services to suit your specific needs. If Baxter Retirement Village sounds like the right place for you, call them at 424-3599. Baxter Retirement Village in Mountain Home. Large enough to serve, small enough to care.
You're hardworking, dependable, and motivated. Your real estate company should be too.
If you've been considering selling your property, now's the time to list it with a real estate company that will work as hard as you do from start to finish. Call Baxter Real Estate Company today and work with the brokers and agents that won't quit until the job is done, just like the Mountain Home Bombers. Call Baxter Real Estate Company at 870-424-4545.
Hi, this is Mike Stockton, financial advisor with FSIS Group, inviting you to join Coach Brian Maddox and the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, for the Coach Brian Maddox Show every week. Come see the FSIS team to learn to pick the players for your portfolio, defend your assets, and develop a strong financial game plan. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, call 870-701-5160, or visit us on the web at fsisgroup.com to set an appointment. Go Bombers!
Stop smiling for photos because your teeth aren't straight? Embarrassed the food gets stuck between overlapped front teeth? It's past time to do something about it. You don't need a referral from your family dentist to speak to the only board-certified orthodontic specialist in North Central Arkansas. Dr. Kyle Wenfeld and his team at West Rock Orthodontics in Mountain Home have 3 years of additional university training after dental school to know how to fix your problem. Give West Rock Orthodontics a call at 870-425-5737 to schedule your free consultation today.
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540. We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show. And, Brian, let's start talking about West Memphis this evening. This is a team that we say this about several teams in this conference, kind of hard to figure out. They're 5-4. Boy, they've got some talent, though, don't they?
Yes, they do. And, of course, you know, and I think – who was it? Marion, I think we said this about where they'd come in with a losing record, but you look at who they lost to.
Right.
And it's kind of the same deal here. You know, they've lost to Little Rock Central. They've lost to Wynn, and again, those both were tight ball games, you know, 7-point losses. Central was 6. They lost to Searcy. I think they'd had some injuries that week. It kind of a perfect storm. And the surprise to me was the loss to Sylvan Hills. It was a 31-23 loss to Sylvan Hills. But we talked about this last week. You better pay attention to Sylvan Hills in the playoffs.
Yes.
I'm not saying that they're going to do the same thing they did last year, but they are capable for sure, the way they run the ball. But they've lost to some good teams, and you know, West Memphis is always very talented. Of course, they've been all over a lot of social media and news and things of that nature for the 5 transfers from Tennessee that they got at the beginning of the year. And the one that jumps out at you, the offensive lineman, Chris Morris, he was at left tackle. Now they got him at left guard, but he committed to Texas A&M there about 2 weeks ago, I think. And, heck of an athlete. They've got a middle linebacker in there that looks the part, and I know he's getting some offers, but just as always, I don't want to beat that too much. They just a lot of talented kids. Maybe not quite as top to bottom. You know, last year I remember watching them on film going, my goodness, find the weakness.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're not as top to bottom as they were last year, but still a very talented team that they'll be a hard out for somebody in the playoffs for sure.
Definitely. Well, let's talk about the Blue Devils. Tell us offensively about what they do.
Well, they, you know, we feel like, you know, we've had a couple of coaches call us from the conference, believe it or not. You know, it's crazy coming from a team that hasn't won, but, you know, asking us about some things that we've done. And, you know, Billy, I know, he'd seen us run some of the double wing stuff, and they kind of took that and branched into the single wing, and they broke that out for Jonesboro, and it helped them knock Jonesboro off. And they've kind of kept some of that in there. So that's something that's hard to prepare for. That single wing is really difficult when you got some – you know, a quarterback spinning around, you don't know who he's giving it to or if he uh-huh. kept it. And sometimes they direct snap it to another back, and you just don't know who has the ball. It's just kind of a mesh of different players, and you don't know who comes out of there with it, and some traps and counters and powers. And then you got to get ready for their normal offense, you know, RPOs and quick game. But them and Sylvan Hills, more than anybody else in the conference, this is 3 years in a row where I'd say they want to run the ball. They're very heavy. If you just chart, very basic, old-fashioned run pass on their play calling, it's very run heavy. So, you know, that makes you feel like, well, maybe you can load the box a little bit. but boy, they're good at it. They are hard to stop. That run game's hard to stop. That's going to be the key to the game. I think barring turnovers, something crazy of that nature, whoever wins the rushing yards statistic will have a great chance to win the game.
Defensively, tell us about the Blue Devils.
Athletic up front, some size. I was very one of their transfers, the Bell kid at corner. Hopefully that doesn't come into too much of a factor for us, but my goodness, he's a lockdown corner, and that was a good pickup for them. And, of course, the middle linebacker, kid's name always – I'm not good with names, but very talented Mike linebacker.
Kendarius Moore.
Yes, that is him. He's a gifted athlete, and he's making their calls. He's moving them around. You can tell he's the quarterback out there, kind of polices things. But, you know, he's the one that, you know, they'll send him every once in a while on a blitz, and he times his blitzes really, really well. And so that's something that we've got to be aware of. But, you know, really for us going into a week like this, we're more worried about our own execution than we are them. And, you know, just trying to go out and put our best performance forward here the last game of the season.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing, continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
At Ozark Eye Center, their focus is on you. Ozark Eye Center has been taking care of eyes in this community since 1984. From routine eye exams and new designer frames to more serious eye diseases and surgical procedures handled right next door at Mountain Home Surgery Center. Doctors William Hill, Allison Booth, and Whitney McFall are proud to call the Twin Lakes area home. Call for your appointment today, 425-2277. Learn more at OzarkEyeCenter.com. Ozark Eye Center, Highway 5 North, Mountain Home.
If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling with their very popular Cosmic Bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
Mountain Home and the Twin Lakes area are growing and changing, and people outside the region are taking notice. Property values are healthy, the real estate market is strong, and new listings are in demand. If you've been thinking about selling, now is the time, and Matt Hirschberger at Pegler Real Estate Group is ready to help. Call Matt at 405-4144 or stop by the office at 1326 Highway 62 East of Mountain Home. Matt Hirschberger and Pegler Real Estate Group are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call 405-4144.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. Whether you're opening your first checking account or reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be here for you. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Integrity First Bank, member FDIC. If the need ever arises for you or your loved ones to need cardiac care, rest assured you don't have to travel to receive complete cardiac care. Baxter Regional Heart Clinic provides adult cardiac, thoracic, and vascular care right here in Mountain Home. Combining decades of experience with today's latest treatment options, cardiothoracic and vascular surgeon Dr. Lewis Elkins provides invasive and minimally invasive surgical procedures for many conditions. It's state-of-the-art heart care at Baxter Regional Heart Clinic. Call 870-508-3200.
We continue with the Coach Brian Maddox Show. It's hard to believe, Brian. It's the end of the regular season. Man, it's gone fast.
It goes too fast, if you ask me. It's you know, even in the midst of a season like this, we don't want it to end. We really don't. We're still really having a, you know, having a blast, you know, trying to find ways to win games and getting after it in the process that comes with it. And it's just, you know, it just goes too fast. You blink and it's over. But, you know, it's something that, you know, I don't want to let the season end, and not just some shout-outs, just, you know, the support that we get, you know, and, you know, James Boyette comes by each week and gives us the football and, you know, a game ball each week and sponsors Player of the Week. And, you know, I know Matt Hershberger and the T-shirts for the Dirty Jersey.
Right.
And, you know, if you bought those discount cards, those businesses that continue to just stand behind us. And, you know, when you're not winning games, you know, you get that. Well, do you have a hard time getting people to support you? And the answer is absolutely not. And that's something that that means the world to our kids and our coaches. And you know, we said when we started this thing that whether we win or we lose, we hope we can be the type of football program that at least represents some of the values that are important in the district and the community, and, you know, conduct ourselves in a way people will be proud of us. And I feel like our kids, for the most part, do that, and at least I hope that they do. And that's one of our biggest goals as a program is just to represent the community of Mountain Home, you know, in a way that's very honorable to those that follow us. And hopefully we've done that. I'm proud of our kids, proud of our seniors. They haven't bickered. They haven't complained. They haven't been attitude problems throughout the losses. They're still picking up the younger kids. And, you know, the way that Michelle and Brian Padgett allowed Hayden to be a part of our season is it's something I'll never forget. And, you know, just so proud of, you know, to be able to say that you coach this team. It's, I don't know, a lot of great memories this year, even yeah. despite the losses. I think we've lost on the scoreboard, but I think we've won in a lot of more important areas. And I don't know, I just want to say thank you to all the people out there that support us. I can't possibly start to name them all, and I hate naming a few and then you feel like you left somebody out, but
right.
Just so very grateful to live in this community, and it's been an absolute honor to get to coach this team and be a part of it.
Well, Brian, let's talk about the keys tonight against West Memphis.
You know, running the football, we talked about it before the break. Special teams, obviously, I feel like I need to mention that with the way we started the game last week. We got to, you know, be solid in special teams, and for the most part we have this year. Ball security and win the line of scrimmage. I really believe it'll come down to that. Just who wins up front, both sides of the ball. And you know, it's, you know, I hope if the weather ends up being, you know, we get some rain and some cold, you know, maybe battle of wills, and maybe we can just absolutely outfight them for it. But you know, just got to play hard for four quarters, see what happens.
You bet. Brian, good luck tonight.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Hey, Coach Brian Maddox, we'll take a break. Join you live from West Memphis next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Let's play some football.
You've been listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show, brought to you by
Elkins BRMC Heart Clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry, Nasari Home Mortgage, Baxter Real Estate, Integrity First Bank, Financial Services and Investment Strategies, Baskin Robbins, Driftwood Lanes, Baxter Retirement Village, The Locker Room, Matt Hershberger at Pegler Real Estate, James Boyette State Farm, Knox Orthopedics, West Rock Orthodontics, Ozark Eye Center.
Join us each Friday night at 5:30 to get the latest information about your Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.